Penguin Random House Audio presents Old Time Radio's Greatest Shows, Volume 18, featuring Frank Sinatra, Dana Andrews, Alan Reed, and many more. Edited by Carl Amari.
And Costello program, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, brought to you by Camel, the cigarette of costlier, properly aged tobaccos. The Abbott and Costello program, with the music of Carl Hoff and his orchestra, our singing star Amy Arnell, and spotlighting that chunky, chubby little cherub who, when caught putting a ladder against the roof because he heard his Uncle Artie Stebbins say he was going to have one on the house, calmly said,
Costello, what are you doing? What are you doing dressed up like Napoleon Bonaparte?
Well, you see, Abbott Universal Studios are going to make a picture called Napoleon and Josephine.
Yes.
And I'm going to play Napoleon. There's only one thing that stands in my way.
What's that?
Charles Boyer.
Costello, are you classing yourself with Charles Boyer?
What's Boyer got that I haven't got five times as much as?
You've certainly got a lot of nerve, Costello, comparing yourself with Charles Boyer.
Yeah.
Do you realize that he won an Oscar for his performance in Gaslight?
I was in that picture.
Wait a minute. I saw Gaslight. I didn't see you in it.
I turned on a gas.
Never mind that. How can you compare yourself with Boyer? He's got charm.
I got charm.
Ah, he dresses like a fashion plate.
I can dress like a fashion plate.
And Boyer has sex appeal.
I can dress like a fashion plate. I should have quit when I was even.
But Costello, Charles Boyer can make women swoon by just lowering his eyelids. They call him droopy eyes.
It's the same thing with me.
Women call you droopy eyes?
No, saggy britches.
Costello, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The picture Napoleon and Josephine calls for a great lover. For instance, like me.
Like you?
Certainly. Why, women fall all over me.
Women fall all over you?
All over
the
me.
The dames you go out with are too old to stand up.
Oh, yeah. Be serious. Be serious, Costello. Why, in my day as a dramatic actor, women threw flowers at my feet. They threw jewelry at my feet. They even threw themselves at my feet.
What has your feet got that you haven't got? I bet you.
Will you cut that out, please? The role of Napoleon calls for an experienced actor.
Oh, that's me, Abbott. When I was 3 years old, I used to put on plays in our garage, and I charged 2 pins admission. And when the show was over, I'd give the pins back.
Gave the pins back? What for?
So the audience wouldn't lose their rumpers on the way home.
But, Costello, please, I know, you're a little teeny weeny. But, Costello, please listen to me. In order to play the part of Napoleon, you have to have an education. Now, where did you get your education?
At the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
You can't. No. You can't learn anything at the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
You can on a windy day.
Costello, please. Go take that Napoleon costume off and forget it. You don't even look like Napoleon.
Oh, yes, I do have it. Look, I got my hair all slicked down and shiny.
What kind of oil is that you've got on your hair?
It's a new kind of oil. I got it out of a little tin can. There's only one thing wrong with it.
What's that?
I don't know what to do with all those little sardines.
Oh, wash that sardine oil off your hair. You have a bunch of cats following you.
Oh, I don't mind cats. I even know a woman who lives with cats.
Who?
Mrs. Katz.
Hello, that's an old joke.
Ah, Mr. Katz is an old man. I should have quit when I was even.
Now, look, I refuse to discuss this any longer, Costello. Napoleon was a romantic figure.
Yeah.
He had a lot of women in his life. Have you ever been out with the opposite sex?
No, but it wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault?
No, my mother wouldn't tell me which was the opposite sex.
Oh, yes. Will you please talk sense, Costello? Listen to me, please. I'm just going to see how you would play a love scene with a girl. Now, let's pretend that I'm the first girl you ever met in your life.
I just... sure start out with a dog, don't I?
No, Costello. Forget how I look. Just Just say to yourself that I'm a beautiful girl. Well, come on.
I couldn't be that soaked of...
Sarah!
Boy, those Dr. Cowans get you, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. Well, just remember that old adage, beauty is only skin deep.
Well, go out and skin yourself and come back in.
There you go, Costello. I try to help you, and you haven't got the intelligence to appreciate it. You haven't got the brain of a 2-year-old child.
Yeah, but look at the difference in our ages.
All right, all right. But I'm going to give you one more chance. Now, I'm your girlfriend, Gladys. I'm sitting in the parlor by the fire reading a book.
What are you reading?
Forever Amber.
What do you want with a fire?
Just never mind, please. I'm sitting there waiting for you to knock on the front door.
Well, here I am, darling.
Wait a minute. You didn't knock on the front door.
I sneaked in the back door. I used to be a nice man.
Well, all right. Now you're in. Now, sit down here. Sit down here by me on the sofa.
Okay.
Now, don't sit way over there. Move closer. I'm your girlfriend, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Move closer.
How's this?
Oh, no. A little closer. Closer. Costello.
How do you like that? I went right past her.
I told you you didn't know how to make love to a girl, didn't I? I'll have to show you how to make love. Now, you be the girl, and I'll come to call on you.
What kind of a girl am I? Am I pretty?
Oh, what difference does it make? I don't care if you're cross-eyed and bow-legged as long as you're a girl.
Oh, you men are all alike.
Oh. All right, Costello. You're a 23-year-old girl, and you're lying on the floor playing with your dogs.
How do you like that? A girl, 23 years old, playing with her feet.
Look, Costello, please, I'll show you how to make love to a girl. Remember, you're the girl now, and I'm coming to call on you. Now, here I come.
Well, Costello, why don't you answer the door?
I'm just showing you I'm hard to get.
Dummy.
I'm not going to open it up the first time.
Never mind that, dummy. I'm coming in anyway. What are you screaming for?
I'm taking a bath, you.
You're taking a bath?
Yes, I just finished my dinner.
What's finishing your dinner got to do with you being in the bathtub?
I'm taking a bath and washing the dishes at the same time.
I give up, I'm through.
Oh, no, Abbott, don't give up. Please give me another chance.
Oh, all right. Now, here I come again to call on you. Now, I told you that I was going to teach you how to make love to a girl. This time, I'm going through with it. Now, come into my arms.
No, Abbott. No.
Costello.
I won't. No.
Stop pushing me. Do you hear? Oh, Costello, you fool. Why did you push me out of the window?
I had to, Abbott. I thought I heard my husband coming.
Pick up any medical directory, leaf through its pages, stop almost anywhere, and there you will find the names of doctors covered in the recent nationwide survey made by 3 leading independent research organizations. They covered doctors in every field of medicine and in every state of the union. Big cities, small towns, hospitals, clinics, laboratories. 113,000 doctors. The gist of their query was, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" The brand most named was Camel's. Rich, full-flavored, cool, mild Camels. The cigarette made of a superb blend of costlier tobaccos. If you are a Camel smoker now, this preference won't surprise you. If you're not, try Camels on your own T-zone. That's T for taste and T for throat, the true proving ground for a cigarette.
According to a recent nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
And here's Carl Hoff and the Camel Orchestra with a great new arrangement, You've Got Me Crying Again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?